Just last month, the Government Accountability Board was advising someone interested in recalling Governor Scott Walker that it was okay for him to generate customized recall petitions online that people could print out, sign, and send to organizers. But after majority Republicans complained, board officials backtracked. Director Kevin Kennedy told a panel of state lawmakers that under the board's new proposal, the kinds of forms that recall organizer wanted to generate would no longer be allowed.
So we'll be in direct contact with that individual to say, you know, this is all in a state of flux. You're acting at your own peril here.
Under the board's new plan, any downloaded recall forms would have to leave someone's name and address blank for them to fill out themselves. Republicans were pleased with the move. Wauwatosa Senate Republican Leah Vukmir said it showed the board listened.
I really do believe that as a committee, you know, we came, we learned, we heard, we listened, we discussed, and that really is what our role is.
But Sun Prairie Democrat Gary Hebel accused Republicans of abusing their power by pressuring the nonpartisan board. And Hebel had choice words for Kennedy.
Now you're coming in basically with your tail between your legs saying, oh, we won't do what we thought we should do because of the pressure put upon you.
The new proposal is not final. It still needs the full board's okay at its November meeting. If that happens as expected, it would keep the board from having to draft an administrative rule. That's a much more cumbersome process that potentially stood to give the governor the power to veto proposals aimed at his own recall. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.